broadcasting worldwide at any time. You are listening to the Washington Jewish Radio Network at WashingtonJewishRadio.com.
Everybody, this is Larry Shore welcoming you to a regular broadcast of Washington Jewish Radio. We very much hope that you enjoyed all the special holiday programming that we had for you low these past number of weeks, brought back in our annual shows that we do for all the various occasions. But this morning, here we are on a nice almost summer Sunday, and ready to bring you 2 hours of the best in vintage and modern Jewish music, all culled from our family archive of over 120 years of great recordings. With me this morning to bring it to you is Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, folks. Good to be here with you all once again. Yes, lots of great stuff to get to over the next couple of hours. So what are we going to start with?
Well, we're going to start off right now with Mayor Sherman, who really is one of my favorites. And he made a few albums back in the 1980s. This one from a 1985 album from the Modim portion of the Shmone Esrei, HaTov Ki L'Chol Rachamecha. Until now, the prayer says, the mercy of Hashem has never failed us. Here's Mayor Sherman with a very nice recording.
V'hamerachim ki loy samu chasodecho Ha'atoi ki loy chalum, ki loy chalum rachamecho V'hamerachim ki loy samu chasodecho Ki me'oylam, ki me'oylam, ki vinu lach Kiloi cholu, kiloi cholu, rachamecho V'hamerachim kiloi somu, chasodecho Ki me'oylam, ki me'oylam, ki vinu lach Ki me'oylam, ki me'oylam Thank you.
They recorded back in 1985. They're Meir Sherman, very fine Hasidic singer back in the 1980s, and Hato from the Modim portion of the Shmon Esrei. Until now, the mercy of Hashem has never failed us. Well, we remind you right now about our good friends Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents, Mid-Atlantic's largest selection of Israeli giftware in Judaica, getting it done for a long, long time. So give them a call, and they can help you as well. 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999 for Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents, serving the Mid-Atlantic area and for over the past 30 years with the finest in Israeli giftware and Judaica. Let's continue now. More Hasidic music. Hear the fabulous Bells Hasidic Choir recorded back in 1988, Yibaneh HaMikdash, a prayer that the temple be rebuilt. Here's the fabulous Bells Hasidic Choir. They're recorded back in 1988. They're the fabulous Bells Hasidic Choir with great arrangements that were always a hallmark of their recordings. And Yabani Amigdash, may the temple be rebuilt. Let's continue now. Here's a selection of Israeli music. Go back to the 1981 Israeli pre-Eurovision Festival and one of the biggest stars in Israel at that time before he came out with the big hit a year later, which was Avitali Dano, who came out with the great song that name escapes me at the moment. Now I can't think of it. I can't remember. Then it was a year before Chai, it was Ofer Chaza, and then it was... I'll remember it while this song's playing. Get Neighbor Bottle, Ben. There you go.
Uh-oh.
So, in any event, here's Avitali Dano, recorded back in 1981 from the Israeli pre-Eurovision Festival and Carnival. From the 1981 Israel pre-Eurovision Festival there, Avitali Dano. Made the wrong thing lower. See, it's what goes on around here. So that was Carnival, and that was from 1981. And the song that I was trying to think of was Hora, and that came out a year later. And yep. Ben looked it up for me right quick. And I could think of all the lyrics in my mind, but I couldn't remember the titles.
Yeah.
So,
you go, Hora.
Now you know how my mind works. If you haven't learned over these past 42 years, and now you know. Anyway, here's Ben with a very nice selection coming up, cutting edge, as we like to say.
Yeah, so this is one that just came out a couple of months ago, and this was a real nice cover of a song that was originally from one of the Journeys albums, of course, the A.B. Rottenberg Collective, and this song. Now, this is Shulam Lemmer, and we have heard him live. He has been doing a lot. He brings his brother Yankee, who has a real nice voice as well, and the two of them cover...
He's also a full-time Chazan in the New York area now.
Yeah, and so he's bringing him onto some of his recordings now. They do some really nice harmonies. This is a little more stripped down instrumentally than the original Journeys recording. Here they are with a song with a great story that I'm sure was inspired by a real story and interaction that he had. This called The Man from Vilna.
Man last Sunday, he was on his way back home from a wedding in Chicago. He was traveling alone. He said he came from Vilna, a survivor, I could tell. I helped him with his suitcase. He could not walk very well. A steward gave us coffee as we settled on the plane. I asked him why he bothers. At his age, there'd be no blame. No simcha is a burden, although I miss my dear late wife. Then he shared with me a story that has changed my view of life. We dance round and round in circles, as if the world had done no wrong. From evening until morning, filling up the shul with song. Though we had no Sifrei Torah to clutch close to our hearts, in their place we held the future of a past so torn apart. I remember liberation, joy and fear both intertwined. Where to go and what to do, and how to leave the pain behind. My heart said, go to Vilna, dear, I pray it once again, for the chance to find a loved one, or perhaps a childhood friend. It took many months to get there, from late spring to the fall. And as I, many others, close to 400 and all. Slowly there was healing, darkened souls now mixed with light. When someone proudly cried out, Simchas Torah is tonight. We danced round and round in circles, as if the world had done no wrong. From evening until morning, filling up the shul with song. Though we had no Sifrei Torah to clutch close to our hearts, in their place we held the future of a past so torn apart. We ran as one towards the shul. Our spirits in a trance. We tore apart the barricade. In defiance we would dance. But the scene before us, it shook us to the core. Scraps of cedar bullet holes, bloodstains on the floor. Turning to the eastern wall, we looked on in despair. There'd be no scrolls to dance with. The holy ark was bare. Then we heard two children crying, a boy and girl who no one knew. We realized no children were among us but those two. We dance round and round in circles as if the world had done no wrong. From evening until morning, filling up the show with song. Though we had no Sifre Torah to gather in our arms, in their place we held those children. The Jewish people would live on. We danced round and round in circles as if the world had done no wrong. From evening until morning, filling up the shul with song. Though we had no Sifre Torah to clutch and hold up high, in their place we held those children. Am Yisroel Chai.
And there you had a great cover there. That one, Sholem and Yanky Lemmer. And that one, the cover of the Journey song, The Man from Vilna. And you could really, the harmonies that they did together were really just very well done on that recording.
Well, remember that siblings are able to have harmonies that people that are not blood related can't make.
There are things that lead to that. So they did a great job.
Yeah, and it was beautiful. But the thing, you know, it made me think, you know, and I saw that a while back, but so much of this program is all about remembering and about making sure that these, you know, recordings of all these last 100 years just don't disappear, that they're brought to the people's attention. And just yesterday, and even tell Ben about this, I haven't had a chance to even tell him yet, so I'm going to tell Ben at the same time I tell you. So there was an interview in the Washington Post yesterday with the curator of the sound division, the sound recordings division at the Library of Congress. And he talked about, you know, how they preserve all these different recordings and et cetera, et cetera. And he seemed like a very pleasant and nice man. And then the interviewer asked the $64,000 question. He said, how much of this material is available to the public? And then the $64,000 answer, not very much. And you see, that's the whole deal in a nutshell.
Yeah. So, like, there are ways to make things so available to the public.
I know
it takes the will to do it.
It you know, it's like they say in Yiddish, you know, what's tigus, you know, of what good is it, what value is it? So that's why we do what we do here. You know, a lot of it, of course, you know, Ben likes to bring, and I do on occasion bring the newer recordings that, you know, the things do live on and they do change and they morph, you know, throughout the decades. But that makes it more important that we have to not leave what was before behind, and especially, you know, with the Holocaust having destroyed so much of it, and, you know, we have these fragments of this world that, you know, doesn't even exist. And we're talking about Vilna. I don't even think there's barely a functioning shul in Vilna in this day. So it just goes to show, you know, how, you know, far these things have fallen. And, you know, it's something that we have to remember. We just have to remember. So now I've given my little sermon for the day. But like I said, I hadn't even had a chance to tell Ben that, so now everybody knows.
Interesting.
We got to bring it to the people. That is the sure mission for sure. Well, having said that, let's go on now to a recording that comes from that era, the 78 Groove this week, another great song hit by the star of the great Yiddish theater, the great Aaron Lebedev, who came to the United States in 1920. And from that point until his death in 1960, he was still involved in Yiddish theater and however it existed. So this is one of those great comedy numbers that your grandfather, Shom, you say they used to turn out like hotcakes back in those days. This one is called the Grina Lina. Now, it rhymes in Yiddish, so of course the girl's name is Lina. And the Grina is Yiddish for the greenhorn, somebody who's new in the country. And this is a song all about the Grina Lina. and her adventures in the United States. This recorded for Vocalion in New York back in 1924. Here is the great Aaron Lebedev.
Zappiche a frila che a crepiche is the green and lean and don't feel zain. Engri blaffi schizze lach mit zwege pensa schizze lach wo drehen sich in tanzen sehr schön. Als grine hot die schabke jahr mit kline schwer, nur die jahr mit schoi nicht mehr. Lini fiesta zelter na kabarei, Magdos geld und lacht in rein und rein. Die Grieche liegt der Quell von der Bettine. Weil du ist ein Land von Gänse, Spinches, in Schimiter, das Linde gibt das Sinn für Palästine. Denn tanzen alle Tänze wie in der Kai. Oh, Berlin der Tanz, Berlin der Schokolade. To the heart to gate the claim, don't call up with that petine. The green and line see it all right. I like her man of Tiki Nir, Shark Marlip, Corona, Shira, man of Becker, Tina, Tomobile. And the Feline, vet you know, gave me my mola show, better to me told me the bill. Berline hat ein Sitzen Nummer nur der Herr, hat sie bald geschickt ihm in Dreher. Weil du siehst, die Feine rächt der Mann allein, hat Line ihm zu Line heißen gehen. Die grüne Line quält von der Bettine, weil du siehst, allein von Kerzen Finkers, die Schimme der Zettline gibt das Sitz in Palästine. Den tanzen alle Tänze wie in der Kai. Oh, Berlin der Tanz, Berlin der Schokus, dich in Dreitag, zu der Hart zu geht im Leben, so Kolumbus der Medine. Die grüne Linie, sie ist all right. Die grüne Linie, Quell von der Medine. Weil du ist ein Land von Gänzen,
They recorded for Vocalion in New York back in 1924 in the heyday of the Yiddish theater there, the great Aaron Lebedev, and the story of the Grine Line. He said in Yiddish there, Ben, he said that Lena was working hard in the sweatshop, and then she said, the heck with that, and she got a job as a dancer in a cabaret. And he said, when Lena dances, when she, like saying Yiddish, she shuckled mit the platzers, and when she shakes her shoulders, it makes your heart just jump. And he says, of course, it all rhymes in Yiddish, that long live Columbus's Medina, Columbus's country, the Grine Line, Z is all right, she's all right. So can't ask to be more than all right. One of these great calm period songs from the 1920s, and very, very, and one of the lines that, and now she might even take a ship to Palestina and do her dancing over there too. So there you have it. So hope you enjoyed. Very, very rare recording, but the kind of thing, you know, that it's just nice to remember. It's nice to remember the culture and everything that existed back in those days. And you hear it right here on Washington Jewish Radio, that's for sure. Well, let's continue now with another one of our favorites in the Hasidic realm, the great Miami Boys Choir. And they've been around a long, long time. They have reboyed many, many times
many
over the years.
Many incarnations of that.
Yes. So here's one of their big hits from 1999, Psalm 133. Hinei matov manayim shevesachim gam yachad. How goodly and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity. Hear the great Miami Boys Choir.
Thank you.
They recorded back in 1999. They're the fabulous Miami Boys Choir. And Hine Matov, and that is Psalm 133, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity. Well, let's continue now. Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, here is a real nice song of inspiration, as you like to say. Here is Yehuda with a song called Higher and Higher.
When I was just a small boy, I heard the legend of the dove. Like all the other animals, Hashem created it with love. But the dove was extra special, for it was so pure and white. Hashem sent it to the forest to turn the darkness into light. But all the animals were jealous, and their hatred grew so strong. They plotted ways to rid themselves of the dove and his sweet songs. First the tiger, then the jackal, then the bear, and then the snake. When they'd attack, the dove would run, and the dove barely escaped. So the dove turned to Hashem, tears streaming down his cheeks. I feel that I am all alone, with no one close to me. But then from under Hashem's throne, where he stores his precious things, he gave the dove a special gift. He gave the dove his wings. And he said, higher and higher, higher than the sky. Forest with confidence and pride. He'd never have to run again, and he'd never have to hide. He would always be protected. And now that he had wings, he would sit up in a treetop, and the world would hear him sing. But all the animals were furious when they saw the dove's new wings. It was as if Hashem was telling them that the dove would be their king. So they pounced upon the dove, and he could barely fly. They left him torn and wounded, they left him there to die. And he cried, it isn't fair. These precious wings you gave to me that I always have to wear. They are so very heavy, much more than I can bear. Please take me from the forest, I cannot make it there. Child, please understand. Now I have given you your wings, your destiny is in your hands. If you use your wings for flying, they'll never weigh you down. And you'll fly up so much higher than those who live upon the ground.
even higher than you dream. Higher and higher, you'll fly so close to me. The dove returned back to the forest, and now the others lay in wait. They'd attack the dove in unison, and this time death would be his fate. But the dove was so determined, and he began to fly. Like a chef had promised him, he soared up towards the sky. And he went higher and higher, higher than the sky. Higher and higher, that's as high as you can fly. You fly up to the heavens, even higher than you dream. Higher and higher, you fly so close to me. Our story has concluded, but friends, there's one more thing. The little dove, that's you and me, and the Torah, that's our wings.
That was Yehuda with a real nice song called Higher and Higher.
Yeah, it was very nice. I think that was from his first album, as I recall.
No, it was from a later album, which was called Higher and Higher. So
nice.
He loves those like longer ballad type songs,
yeah.
And the writing that goes into that is very intricate. And so very impressive work by him.
Yeah, very, very nice at that. Well, let's continue now with the first half cantoro. This very rare recording from 1972 by the late Chazan Moshe Telishevsky. Born in Russia and the Soviet Union in 1927, he came to the United States after the Holocaust, and he quickly became involved in the Chabad community, which I think he was a part of that when still in the Soviet Union. And as the years went on, he became a regular pulpit chazan, but retained his association with Chabad, and he was very close with the Rebbe, and he was known as the Rebbe's chazan. And any time there was a large Hasidic fabrengen there in the 770 facility there in Crown Heights, Chazan Telishevsky was right there at the Rebbe's side for many, many years. He passed away back in 2012. But a very, very fine chazan. So here, from an album that he recorded back in 1972, accompanied by the Abraham Nadel Choir, here Cantor Telishevsky sings V'nireyu Ayin Ba'ayin. These lines recited when the Torah is removed from the Ark from reading on Shabbos and Yontif, for they will see eye to eye, Ayin Ba'ayin, when Hashem reigns in Zion. Here's the late Cantor, Moshe Telishevsky.
Ben yireyu ayin beyayim beishuvo yelo veyu kaku basuf kaku asum ben yireyu voljelo veju kako. Hashem ve'ero chol b'osor yovachdo kipi Hashem diber avurachmi hu yirachem hu yirachem amamosim
Ay bir malı bir şalı yüzey.
توی بابی ماله ای ماله میشالوی سینو به میادو تو
They recorded back in 1972 there, the late Chazan Moshe Telishevsky, known for many years as the Rebbe's Chazan, and a very nice selection there for Nereo Ayin Ba'ayin. These lines recited when the Torah is removed from the Ark, and then, of course, it segues into the more recognizable Al Farachamim, and I hope very much you enjoy. Some nice voice, huh, Ben?
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
You know, and they have, of course, you know, on the internet, it's like all these, you know, hundreds and hundreds of videos of the Rebbe and all these different events that Chabad had. And there are several with Cantor Telishevsky right there at the rabbi's, at the Rebbe's side, rather. And so nice to remember. Very, very fine, Chassan. And hope very much you enjoyed that rare recording. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, we are going to continue now. This is one that has a couple of different components to it. And this is a version of the Havdalah. This is Zalman Pollock. The first part that you will hear is one that was written by Shlomo Carlbach. The second part is the one that is well known as well, of course, written by the late, great Debbie Friedman. So here is Zalman Pollock with Havdalah.
Rabbi Sai,
Nice version of Havdalah.
Absolutely. Very, very nice. That I think it's interesting how they've put in a couple recordings that they've put the Carl Bach and the Debbie Friedman together.
Yeah.
And, you know, they are about equal in their influence, you know. And the interesting thing is that their music spread far beyond the original audiences that it was written for.
Oh,
you
definitely.
Know, either way, you know, and having, you know, been able to hear a lot of these recordings of them speaking. There was a whole interview with Debbie Friedman, and, you know, unfortunately she was already ill when she recorded it. But, you know, basically her philosophy and, you know, what drove her to make the music. And Carl Bach, too, you know, with his messages, there was one, you know, talking about the importance of unity amongst the Jewish people. I found it on YouTube, and it was in Yiddish. It was from back in the 60s, and it was way cool, as the young folks say. So hope very much enjoyed it. Well, before you get another hour of stuff you're going to enjoy, let's remind you and reset here as we go to the mid-break. Stay tuned. We're coming right back.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.
Well, All right, let's continue now with the second portion of the program. Let's go into the comedy time now. Here's the group Variations, recorded back in 2005, led by the very fine singer Gershon Voroba. This is a spoof of the song made famous by ABBA back in the 1970s when they were having one monster hit after the other. They originally came from Sweden, and I don't know how good their English was. I think they had to read a lot. They learned these phonetically. But whatever they did, it worked, because ABBA sold gazillions of recordings back in the 70s and even into the 80s. So here's a spoof of the old song Dancing Queen. This is Shabbos Queen. They recorded back in 2005 there, the Gershon Voroba group Variations, and a spoof of the old ABBA hit Dancing Queen, and that was the Shabbos Queen, and hope you enjoyed it. More comedy. Here's Country Yussie and the Stiebelhoppers, recorded back in 1984, spoof of a song made famous back in the 50s by the group The Coasters, a song called Along Came Jones, and this is the story of Along Came Moish. Here's Country Yussie.
Country Yussie.
Tookie, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? What are you doing here with all of these fancy machines?
Well, I'm in the middle of making a record here, Tookie. That's what I'm doing here.
Oh, is that what this is?
Yes, you little nudnik, that's what this is. Anyway, what are you doing out of bed?
Well, you promised to tell me story today, and I want my story.
I promised to tell you a story?
You certainly did.
Well, a promise is a promise. What story you want to hear, Tukey?
I want to hear, a Big Bad Mice story.
Okay. I'll tell you about the time Big Bad Mice saved my life three times.
Three times? Wow.
That's right, Tukey. You're really going to love this story.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Okay, here we go.
Well, I went out to take a walk in Borough Park one night when suddenly three hoodlums jumped me looking for a fight. They asked me for my money, so I gave them all I had. But they still said,
we're gonna have to beat you up real bad.
And then they pulled out baseball bats. They stepped into the batter's box. They started swinging their bats at my head like it was a softball. And then along came Mush. Big Bad Mush. Slow walking Mush.
Slow talking Mush.
Every now and then I thank Hashem for Big Bad Mush. Well, I was up in Woodburn in a camp one hot July. I got lost in the forest and my throat was getting dry. When suddenly a grizzly bear came roaring through the trees. My body started shaking from my hands down to my knees.
And then I got your mind to guy Halligan. He looked at me like I was a pizza pie and he was starving. He stood up on his hind legs and opened his mouth so wide I could see his tonsils.
And then along came Mush. Big Bad Mush.
Talking Mush.
Every now and then I thank Hashem for Big Bad Mush. Well, I was home alone one night. I snuggled up in bed. When suddenly I heard a noise that filled my heart with dread. A giant monster with three eyes and two gigantic teeth started chewing up my bed, which I was underneath.
And then he swallowed my pillow. He ate up my mattress. His eyes started rolling in his head. He looked at me cross-eyed and said,
Ich gehe von dir machen Hackfleisch.
And then along came Mush. Big Bad Mush. Slow walking Mush.
Slow talking Mush.
Every now and then I thank Hashem for Big Bad Mush. Every now and then I thank Hashem for Big Bad.
They're recorded back in 1984 there. Country Ussy and the Stiebelhoppers there with a spoof of the famous song by the Coasters from the late 1950s called Along Came Jones, and that was a spoof called Along Came Moish. Even featured a Yiddish-speaking monster. Not too many of those around. So hope very much that you enjoyed it. Well, Ben played a song of inspiration on the first hour of the program, so let's follow it up with another one. Here's Ira Heller, very fine cousin and singer in the New York area, recorded back in 1992. And words to live by in troubled times such as these, just believe. Here's Ira Heller.
I dreamed that I'd woken up one day to the vision of a deep blue sky, no longer gray. And the sea was clear and aqua green, no longer filled with senseless waste of human greed. becomes reality. Just believe that we can bring the day, and we will find the way. Just open up and say, just believe, just believe. The vision of a city street with no decay, and a world no longer full of fear, where crime and terror's ruthlessness had disappeared. But I feel inside, if we raise our voices to the sky, that it seems to me that these are things that surely heaven will provide. Just believe that soon will come the day, and we'll be shown the way. Just open up and say, just believe, just believe that soon will.
Recorded back in 1992, some nice words of inspiration there by the great singer Ira Heller, who sang the national anthem at a number of Mets games. I think he's a big Mets fan, so maybe that was the inspiration for that song, because the 69 Miracle Mets, their slogan was, "You Gotta Believe." So you see, there you have it. So although he crossed the Harlem River there and sang it also at the Yankee games, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. In New York, if you're allowed to get away with that or not. So, in Washington, we're just so happy to have one team that, you know, we're not even thinking about two.
Right.
So we don't know from such minds as. In any event, let's continue now. Ben's got another one for us. Let's go to that right now.
All right. We are going to continue now. This one, no baseball connection to this one, but still a real nice song. Here is Yaakov Shweki with a nice version to take off of the line, Hamalacha Goaloti.
Yevorech es haniyorim es han yovorim Hamaloch hagoyen o yisi mikol ro Yevorech es han yovorim Es han yovorim Vikorei bohem shimi V'sheim avoyisai V'sheim avoyisai Avrohom Hesani yovorim Hamalach hagoye lo yisi Mikol ro Yevorech Hesani yovorim Hesani yovorim Vikorei bohem shemi V'sheim avu yisai V'sheim avu yisai Avrohom I bait gulorot bekerev oretz bait gulorot bekerev oretz Vikorei bohem shemi b'sheim avoyisai b'sheim avoyisai Avrohom b'yitzchok
That real nice song, Yaakov Shwaki, called Hamalach.
Yeah, it was very nice at that. Very nice. Well, let's continue now. This is a very interesting one, another rarity, and it was triggered by a rating in the paper, I guess a couple weeks ago, but we were in the midst of the holiday programming, so I kind of set it aside. And I read in the paper that Regine passed away. Now, you have to know who Regine was. So when we have our wedding anniversary program in the fall, we have this selection from this movie, Marry Me, Marry Me, and Regine is in that movie made back in 1969. But more importantly, for our purposes today, who was Regine? Well, she passed away a couple weeks ago at the age of 93. And she was born Rachel Zilberberg in Belgium in 1929. And as a teenager, was hidden from the Germans during the Holocaust. Her mother actually ran away from the family before the war started, and it was just her and her dad. And after the war, her father opened up a cafe, and people would come to listen to the music, but it occurred to her that people wanted to dance, and they had no place to dance. So she got the idea of having live music with dancing and opened up what was first called in France the discotheques, and this happened back in the 50s. And she kind of was the chanteuse. She supported herself early on as a singer, and she opened up these discos first in Paris and then in New York. But she was one tough cookie. They tell the story in the obituary that she was placed under arrest for smoking on an airplane flight. This is, of course, when she was over 80 years old. And when they went to arrest her, because, you know, obviously you can't smoke on airplanes anymore, she told the guy arresting her that the last person that told her what to do was somebody in the Gestapo, and she didn't listen to him, and she wasn't going to listen to them either. So there you have it. And she passed away, like I say, just a couple weeks ago, but it's very, very fondly and well-remembered in Paris for her career there that spanned many, many years. And so I thought we'd play tribute to her in the movie Marry Me, Marry, Marry Me. She sings the famous My Yiddish Mama in Yiddish. And so a very, very rare recording of Regine, who was very, very well known on two continents. Here from the soundtrack, Regine and My Yiddish Mama.
Aidi shemame, sie macht doch süß die ganze Welt. Aidi shemame, oi weh wie bitte, wenn sie fällt. Ihr darf doch danken Gott, wo sie hat ihr noch bei sie. Oi weh, wie treue zu sein, wenn sie geht, er weg zu gehen. In Wasser, in Feier, wollt sie gelaufen, fahr ihr Kind. Nicht dürfen sie teilen, du siehst gewiss, die Kräfte sind. Oi, wie glücklich in Weil der Mensch muss auch als ein Schein mit ohne Geschenk in Gott. Nur ein altes jüdische Mame, Mame, Mame.
From the soundtrack of the 1969 movie Marry Me, Marry Me, there, Regine, who passed away a couple weeks ago, and she sang it in the film my Yiddish mama. It'll make that kind of more, Ben, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was one tough cookie, but she had an idea, and look what came from it. It's kind of amazing when you think about it, the twists and turns that a person's life can take, for sure. Well, very rare one there, a kind you can only hear right here on Washington Jewish Radio. That's our mission statement, right?
Yeah, Ben? Definitely.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, here's Ben with his next selection.
All right, well, here is a real nice song, a song that is meant to let everybody who listens to this program feel like there's something here on this program for you. Gotcha. This was originally written as a song to help fundraise money for the HASC Time for Music concert from a couple years ago. Of course, the Hebrew Academy for Special Children been doing a lot of work for Jewish kids with special needs going back to, I believe, the 80s, maybe even before that.
Yeah, I remember buying the first cassette from that back in the... In the 80s, for sure.
Yeah. And so this one from a couple of years ago by the Eighth Day Band with a great message that I think really applies across everything we do here and across the way that we want to approach this. A message called We All Belong.
I'll stand with you. Stand with me. Have you ever known pain? Cuts like a knife through your heart. Have you ever known shame? It makes you hide out in the dark. And I wanna know why life can be rough. We all are enough. Show me it's possible to never give up. Never ever give up. No, never ever give up. Let's stand together, you and I. As one or better, just give it a try. Fire and ice both in our souls. We're all unique, always whole. Just a piece of the puzzle in his great scheme. I'll stand with you, stand with me. We all belong. Have you ever known joy? It fills you up like a river flows. Have you ever felt love? It makes you blossom like a rose. Now I understand why life is so good. My dreams understood. And everything happens just the way it should. Just the way it should, yeah, just the way it should. Let's stand together, you and I. As one or better, just give it a try. Fire and ice both in our souls. We're all unique, always whole. Just a piece of the puzzle in his great scheme. I'll stand with you. Who you are, together
And there you had it, the Eighth Day Band, and that one, a nice song called We All Belong.
Absolutely. You know, after 42 years, you know, our listeners are like our family. You know, we treasure each and every one of you.
I'm sure.
We don't say it all the time, but just know it's for sure there. That's why we do this. Well, in any event, let's continue now. Here's the Denver PRK Choir, recorded back in 1986, when just about every big city had, you know, a major league sports team and had a PRK choir in that era. So here from the Hallel, Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, blessed are you who comes in the name of Hashem. Here's the Denver PRK Choir. Recorded back in 1986, the Denver PRK Choir, and from the Hallel, Baruch Haba. Well, our next selection is a very interesting one. On YouTube, some month ago or thereabouts, I found the movie Exodus in its entirety on YouTube. Now, I have not watched that movie in many, many a long year, and I decided that I should give it a viewing. So over the course of a few days, watching in bits and pieces, which Ben cannot to this day understand how I do that, but That's what we do. And right. I watched the movie, and, you know, it still holds up pretty good, you know. And, of course, the theme song from the movie was a monster hit. The lyrics were written by Pat Boone, the famous American singer, who was a deeply, deeply religious man, and wrote the lyrics. The music was written by Ernest Gold, who was a composer in Hollywood of some note, having escaped Austria, you know, before the Holocaust. And his wife was Marnie Nixon, and she is known because she was the singing voice for actresses in that era that could not sing, such as Natalie Wood and Audrey Hepburn. And when there was a singing role, it was Marnie Nixon that provided the vocals. They had a son, Andrew Gold, who was a very, very fine composer and musician, performed on tons and tons of records, most notably with Linda Ronstadt for many years, and then had a couple of big hits in the 70s, especially a song called Lonely Boy, and he passed away back in 2011 at the age of only 59. So it made me think about the theme song from the movie, and one of the best versions I ever heard was from this 1964 album by Jack Hilliard, very, very fine singer who performed in Jewish shows, especially down in Florida. I think your grandfather saw him a couple of times. And on the back of the record jacket from 1964, many glowing tributes from very famous show business personalities. And Jerry Lewis says, wow, his interpretation of Exodus is the greatest I have ever heard. Well, Jerry Lewis knew a thing or two about show business, right? So let's take a listen now. Here's the late Jack Hilliard. He passed away back in 1998, and his very fine version of the theme song from the movie Exodus.
Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. And so it has come to pass. And truly hath the Lord led his children back once again into their own Israel. This land is mine. God gave this land to me. This brave and ancient land to me. And when the morning sun reveals her hills and plains, then I see a land where children can run free. Take my hand and walk this land with me, and walk this golden land with me, for I am just a man. With the help of God, I know I can be strong. So take my hand and walk this land with me. Just a man. When you are by my side, with the help of God, I know I can be strong to make this land my own. If I this land my home, if I must die, this land is
recorded back in 1964 there, the late Jack Hilliard, and very, very fine interpretation of the theme song from the motion picture Exodus. Some nice rendition, huh, Ben?
Definitely.
And guess who conducted the orchestra on that recording?
Okay.
Mickey Katz.
Hmm.
So how cool is that?
Very interesting.
I believe he was appearing in various Jewish shows even back into the 1980s, and I could never find any biographical information about him, and then I stumbled on the fact that his real name was Hilliard Sentman, and then all the information opened up. But, you know, you got to be looking up the right thing in order to get the information. But it was a tremendous album and very, very well received at the time. Like I say, all the different show business personalities. It's Jerry Lewis. He knew a thing or two about showbiz for sure. In any event, let's continue now. Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right. Well, before we get into that, just wanted to remind everybody about the best way to listen to the program. Of course, that is via your favorite podcasting app, whether that is Spotify or Apple iTunes. Make sure that that is the way that you are listening to the program. That is the best way. Obviously, everything's on the website as well, but podcasts are most important. It's easy to download and subscribe and listen on demand, and then you take a break, and then you come back real easy, and that is the best way to enjoy it. Now, here's something else to enjoy. Hear a throwback Israeli song. Here's Ofer Chaza with a song called Yad B'Yad.
I'm
And there you had it, that one, Ofer Chaz, with a great song, that one called Yad B'Yad.
Yeah, she was a unique talent in the history of Israeli music. She was just amazing. What a talent, what a talent. It's been a long time since she's gone, too, Ben. Yeah. She died like back in 2001 or something.
Yeah,
to
it's
that
been
effect.
About 20 years, 21 years, something like
but
that.
But she is still fondly remembered and beloved in Israel,
absolutely.
For sure. Now, she was great. Well, let's continue now. Time to go into the cantoral feature. So we have two very nice cantoral selections by the late Chazan Moshe Koussevitzky. Now, the first one solved mystery, and we had not had it on the Shavuos program that we aired last week, so I thought I would play it this morning. Now, what it is there are shuls in which they have these additional prayers. They call them Yotzris and Krovitz, and they have all these different names. They're what they call in Hebrew their piyutim, their prayer poems that get added into the davening. Now, most shuls, I don't think, sing these or say these, and I remember buying this recording many, many years ago when I was a teenager, and it was a 78, and it said Koritz Mechomer, underneath it said Shavuos, but I couldn't figure out where it came from. And this went on for years and years and years. I searched the davening high and low, could not find it. So finally, many years later, I was singing in the choir at Beth Tefillah in Baltimore, and lo and behold, they say all these extra things in their davening. And there it was in the Yotzris for Shavuos, Koritz Mechomer. Why should a man covet that which is not his when the Hashem gives him all that he needs? And there it was. And I remember saying, I found it. And everybody was looking at me like, what is this crazy man talking about that he found it? Well, I found it. So now I know where it comes from. And it's in the Machzor. If you use, you know, a special Machzor, a special edition of the Davening Siddur for each of the holidays, it's in there. This particular rendition of it done by the late Chazan Moshe Koussevitzky for RCA Victor, part of a series that he did for that label from the time that he arrived in the United States in 1947 until they shut down the 78 department in 1952. Here recorded back in 1950, accompanied by the orchestra of the late Warner Bass, here the late Canon Moshe Koussevitzky and Koritz Mechomer from Shavuos.
Oh,
Recorded for RCA Victor back in 1950 with the orchestra of the late Warner Bass. They're the Chazen Hador, really the Chazen of the preceding generation, the great Chazen Moshe Kusevitzky and Kortz Mechomer from the extra Piyutim, the prayer poems added in some shuls during the holiday of Shavuos. Some voice, huh, Ben?
Definitely.
Unforgettable talent. A timely one coming up from this great Chazen after Ben reminds you about things that you need to know.
You know, the technology may have changed since ELO first recorded this song in 1976, but the message still rings true today. Contacting us is as easy as picking up that telephone, or laptop, or tablet, or smart TV. Well, you get the point. Keeping in touch with us is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Email us at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. 2. Tweet us at WashJewRad. And 3. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WashingtonJewishRadio. The website is found at WashingtonJewishRadio.com and is fantastic, featuring an extensive archive of every show, plus a weekly blog that recaps the show. Your feedback matters, and we always love to hear from you. Stay in touch. The best feedback might just be read on the next show. Could it be yours? Get in touch and find out today.
All right, let's continue now. Yesterday in Shul, we read the portion, Torah portion of Naso, and inside the Torah portion of Naso, which is the longest Torah portion of the entire year, clocking in at 176 verses, is the Birkas Kohanim, the blessing of the high priest. Of course, very, very recognizable text to just about everyone. So here's a very beautiful cantorial version of it, recorded by Cantor Kusevitzky, again accompanied by the orchestra of the late Warner Bass, and recorded for RCA Victor back in 1951.
Amen.
recorded for RCA Victor back in 1951. The unforgettable artistry of the late Chazan Moshe Koussevitzky and the Birkas Kohanim, the Blessing of the Kohanim, which is first seen in the Torah portion of Naso, read in Shul yesterday. And hope very much enjoyed. Not much to say after that, huh, Ben?
Absolutely.
No, Koussevitzky was... He was the Chazan Hador. He was truly the Chazan of that generation. Just an amazing, amazing talent. And passed away back in 1966, but is still remembered and recalled all these years later. Well, that about does it for this week. Our 2 hours together is done. And I hope very much that you enjoyed. So this is Larry Shore thanking you very much for listening. Hoping that you enjoyed what you heard and that you'll make it a point to be with us again next week, for another edition of the program.
And this is Ben Shore. Thank you, everybody, for checking out the program this week. Great to talk to y'all, and we're looking forward to being with you again next time. So until then, thanks for listening.
Until then, Larry Shore saying be well. Sei gesund, hatte gedewoch. Have a good week, and be with us again next week for another edition of the program. Until then, sei gesund, and have a great week.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.